Oh, it's recording.
Sounds good.
What were you doing on September 11, 2001?
I spent the year after college, so I graduated 2001, and I spent that summer working, doing secretarial stuff at an engineering firm.
How did you find out about the attacks?
I drove into work. Back then you had like tapes in the car, so I listened to my own mixtape, and I had no idea it had happened. So I got out of the car and I was working my way into the building, and the other secretary there, her name's Joanne, and she said, I'll never forget her standing there and the look on her face, and she told me that a building had been hit. And at first I didn't understand what she meant, and I was like, what? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just ready to start the day. It's like 9 to 5, I'm ready to go. And she just had this look on her face that I didn't quite understand.
Mm-hmm. What was your immediate reaction to the attacks? What memories are most vivid?
So it's hard. Looking back, sometimes I think I confuse what actually happened with what I watched on the news. So for me to try to pull it together, I remember sitting at my desk. I remember that YouTube wasn't a thing yet. Like, you didn't get to watch videos, so you would have to. And the internet was definitely a thing. It was 2001. But what you got to see was just what other people had posted. And I wasn't big on social media yet, so I wasn't, like, able to find other things. Like, there's no Twitter. So just, like, going to the news outlets and stuff. So I remember trying to figure this out and piece it together, because you really are just in absolute stunned denial. Like, there's no way. Like, this is America. This doesn't happen here. You know, and at that time, I went to school for a science degree. So, like, history kind of fell off for me because you have to work so hard with the science stuff. So you don't really, and I mean, it's no excuse, but I just wasn't really up on history. Like, I knew who the president was, and I knew what was going on in the governor, but honestly, I probably wouldn't be able to get much past that. I was just a kid. Mm-hmm. 21.
What do you remember about the response of the people in the United States, the international community, and the U.S. government?
Okay, so the people. So we, it kind of like pulled together. So we started in our building. Now, because I was the most junior member, it was my job to go out and get lunch. I remember what I had for lunch that day. I had a chicken Caesar salad. So it was my job to go pick up lunch. So I'm sitting at the restaurant, the bar there where all the TVs are, and I'm just watching. And the bartender is just watching, and some other person is just watching, and we all just silently watched. And the food got made. But like, I don't remember that part. I just remember sitting, and I remember my food sitting there and me just watching the TV and thinking, okay, I have to get back. Okay, I have to get back. But we all just kind of stunned. Then I got back and we ate, though nobody really had an appetite. And finally the boss came back. He's like, just go home. Just go be with your families. So that was the personal part of that, the idea that they were, that everybody was going to spend their time at home. And it started to get more and more real, because now it's not just like on the internet, which is like this newfangled thing, but it was on the TV. And now the boss was sending everybody home and closing up the building. So it never occurred to me to worry about my family around the area, and it probably should have. But again, it was just such a new thing. Like, we had never experienced anything like it that I was aware of in my protected little 21-year-old life, you know? So then when it came to the government, I only paid attention to like the big scale stuff, like the firemen and all these things. Like, I wasn't much for, being mindful of like what the president was doing. I'd say now I'm much more aware. But I don't think I was any more or less, you know, than the average person, just trying to like always have the news on, always listening. But at the same time, it would make you so sad you felt sick about it. So the ability to kind of take it in, but at the same time, turn it off, because if you don't hear it, it didn't really happen. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Do you consider September 11th to be a pivotal event in your life? In the history of the United States, in world history, did September 11th change things?
Okay, so in my personal life, I don't, speaking honestly, because I live in this area where nothing happens, I would say it's not a huge deal, insofar as that I still go shopping, I still do this, I still do that. I take that moment on September 11th to really think about the day and think about the heroism. But I wouldn't say that my actual physical space is any different. The next part was history of the United States. It was definitely a huge change in the history of the United States because it changed so many laws. And so basically the way that I view it is, there used to be these tremendous freedoms, and everything you did was protected. And now it feels like, because of the Patriot Act, you can have your phone calls listened into or your emails read and things like that. And so it takes, and it makes what seemed like a nation built on everybody getting to do their own thing, a little bit less of your own thing and a little bit more manipulated in that capacity. Now, I don't personally think that'll ever come my way, because I'm not necessarily involved, but you never know, you know? Like, I know that's such a naive thing to say, but I live in small town USA, and I know that I should have a more progressive attitude about that. I know I should be worried about, you know, if they can read your emails, they can read my emails, but gosh, I really do think I am that boring. That's terrible. And as far as world history goes, I think that we, in many ways, I think the United States functions as like the alpha. So the idea that somebody was able to do this to us, that made us look foolish like this, you know, like men who learned how to fly planes but never really bothered to learn how to land them, stuff like that, it made us look a bit foolish in the larger scale, you know, like we, as kids, you learn U.S. history as it's presented in these textbooks, and like Christopher Columbus is a hero, you know what I mean? And like Teddy Roosevelt is this massive man who does all these great things, and now there's parks. So to have somebody commit this egregious sin against us in that capacity, it messes with that naive notion of like, we're the best, we're number one, and we're knocked down, you know, even though things like the Vietnam War and we haven't always done the right thing, and it made me feel like we were more, a bit more vulnerable. So as far as really anything else, I'd say that it did make me more aware of how the world works, and started to pay a little bit more attention to what was going on, figuring out like the different wars and things that we're fighting. It feels like that's something I should know, because it didn't really matter before, didn't have to.
What did you think about terrorism before the attacks? Did the attacks change your view on terrorism? If so, how? Do you feel the same way today?
So terrorism to me was something that was never an American thing. It was like an across the pond thing. I was 21 years old. I worried only about myself. I worried just about making enough money, getting a real job. So terrorism wasn't even on my radar. You know, like I've heard of it, I've seen it in movies, but at no point was there ever a need for me to be vigilant about it. It's like, you worry about it, it's your problem, it's not mine. So I think that the attacks changed that insofar as seeing that it is in fact something that could come to our front door. You have to remember that this was in New York, the Pentagon, all these things, like they're fairly close to us. So if New York City, right, that we're in, like an hour away from, there's that fear there. There's that definite worry that perhaps we're next. And I don't know that I would ever be able to stop any of that or have that ability to change anything large scale. But still, you know, I know that now I'm a little bit more careful about like unattended bags and stuff. Like it just, like my spidey sense goes a little. You know, it makes me a little less trusting, a little bit more nervous.
Do you think that September 11th offers any lessons for people in the United States?
I think that we spent a lot of time as a nation thinking we were the best and we were untouchable. And now when we have events like these bombings and like the Boston Marathon, remember the bombing there? Stuff like that. Like these are innocent people who have been working so hard to be in the best shape of their life, and they're innocent victims. So I have to wonder, why do we have such hubris? Why do we think that we are above all this? You know, I think that it's everybody's job to be mindful, and it's everybody's job to look out for the people who are frustrated. You know, like throughout time, there's always been people who are unhappy, and throughout time, there's always been people who undergo extreme behavior. But I don't think that it has become so mainstream, and that it has become something that you can be proud of and have that be like a national piece of news. Mm-hmm. You know?
Do you ever feel scared in public places, airports, and concerts now?
No, I don't. Maybe I should, but I've never been that person. It never even occurs to me. Maybe it should, but not even a little bit.
Do you notice a change in your personal life?
I think that I briefly considered like getting a weapon, you know? Like, I'm a pretty good shot. I grew up in this area, so I can outshoot. Honestly, I can outshoot most people. I grew up going to summer camps, and there was always riflery. So I thought about maybe I should be able to defend myself. But statistically, it'd be more likely for me to have that weapon turned on me and used against me. I don't know that I'd be capable of making a life-changing decision. So that was when I briefly thought maybe I should own a gun. I don't, by the way. It's not for me.
Do you believe any conspiracy theories to be true?
So there are tons of them, right? Because these buildings collapse, but they're built... like, why would these metals melt like this? And why would the building fall the way that it does? And I think that people sometimes, like, if you approach this from, like, a psychological perspective... We don't want this to be true. We don't want these things to be so fragile. So the idea that something else happened, that there was far more at work, that there was so many people acting on this instead of so few, I think a lot of the conspiracy theories allow for room to make it less likely to happen again. Some people think the government was involved. Some people think it was so many more people, like I said. But I struggle with just conspiracy theories in general. A lot of times I just think, I just take things at surface value because I'm not willing to put the extra work in, you know? So mm-hmm. I guess that it's like a yes and no, you know what I mean? Like, I'll listen, but it doesn't mean that I think that I'll be hook, line, and sinker going to tell anybody else about them.